I believe the Amarillo Symphony is the best ticket in town. I think what we have at the orchestra is something quite special. I think when we come into the concert hall, the music can transform us. The music can take us to certain places. It nourishes our soul and it nourishes our spirit in ways not a lot of other arts can do. We're a living art form. We're preserving the past, but we're also pushing toward the future. And a lot of younger people, I think millennials, maybe even some of the younger generation Xers, and even young kids who are in school these days, don't know what we have inside that concert hall. And it's my job to try to excite them to come in. And what we want to try to accomplish with that is format changes, multi-experiential events. We want to create something that attracts the community at large, of course, but also reaches out to some of these younger generations who maybe didn't grow up with the type of education and musical education that I had. I mean, even when I was in school and I was in middle school and high school, we had great bands, great band competitions, great middle schools. I mean, we had four or five bands in my middle school. Luckily in Texas is a little different. They have great arts programs, great education programs for the most part, comparatively, I think nationally. But in general, you know, the education and the sort of knowledge of music is not being taught like it used to be. And so what is the symphony's role now? Because kids are not coming up these days knowing that the symphony is this incredible thing. They don't come out of school thinking the classical symphony orchestra is something they should go and check out every now and then. You know, they come out of school ready to go off to college and maybe have never even seen a symphony concert. Maybe they never even went as a kid to an orchestra concert. And that's sad because orchestras desperately need the next generation to love what it is what we do, because I guarantee I've never met anybody, and maybe there are people out there, but I haven't met anybody who I invited to a concert and I brought them in and they sat through the concert and afterwards said they wish they hadn't come. You know, every time I've had someone come to a concert or introduce someone to classical music or had them come to something we've done, they've always walked away with something, even if it's as minor as, I like the way you moved on that piece, or I like the way the soloist moved, or I like that first piece, or I like that second piece. I don't even care if they know the composers. It's the experience of being surrounded by that sound, that powerful, impactful sound that the music can do, and the emotions it can stir. And the great thing about music is the more you learn about it, the more it can do things to your emotions and to your body and mind and spirit and soul. But I think a lot of the younger generation, as I said, needs a multi-experiential element. We need something going on before the concert. We need something going on after the concert. Maybe there's some formatting changes. Maybe shorten the concerts up. We got lighting. We got visuals. I mean, I think this year is going to be exciting with the symphony because we have an actor coming in. We have artists we're going to approach about creating visuals and media work to some of the pieces. We have all kinds of different ways we're going to try to engage not only the core audiences, but other people who may not know what it is we do. And I'm all about collaborations. I think that's the great gift an orchestra can do, is it can stand on its alone on its own and sort of provide this powerful thing. But at the same time, it's one of the greatest treasures of a community because of its ability to collaborate. And collaborate with dancers, collaborate with actors, collaborate with artists. And I think orchestras are not reaching their potential yet with that. And orchestras have to understand if they want to be viable in the 21st century, they have to get on board with these types of collaborations. They have to bring in other constituents. They have to bring in people who love other things, but through connections with those arts, sort of transform them into the symphonic world. I mean, for example, I did like this ballroom music concert in Charlotte. And you know, I thought, oh, it's going to be ballroom music. We'll do some waltzes. We'll do some rumbas. We'll do some fun stuff, cha-cha-cha. Well, I actually picked out some really great music, so the program could have stood on its own without the dancers. But you know what those dancers brought? They brought this huge, enormous crowd of their fans. And we converted a lot of dancing fans into music fans. And we had an uptick in sales for a while after this. And at least that's what I was told, that a lot of people who came were really excited and wanted to come back to the symphony again. And so even if they don't, the fact is they saw how powerful the music was, how the music made the dancing better. And the dancers were just, oh my gosh, they loved it. They've never danced with a live big orchestra before. And they were better at what they did because they had that. So collaborations are really key. I'm going to try to emphasize that a lot while I'm here. But, you know, there's a lot of elements that we're not, you know, looking into. I think lighting is a big thing. I don't see why we don't do some great visuals in the concert hall. I want to do some in-house video. I think people love to see musicians focused. I think one of the most exciting things I love is when I'm conducting an orchestra and I'm watching a viola section just dig into some part, you know, just really dig in, and the focus on their eyes, they're looking at the music and they're just going crazy with their bows and just really into the music. And that excites me to see them focused in that. And I want to get the audience that close. I mean, I wish I could put every audience member on a podium, but we have ideas of maybe putting up some video screens in the hall, have some cameras on the orchestra so that people in the back of the hall can really see up close what it's like, what the focus and the intensity a musician brings to their job. And that sort of adds to the element. I mean, it's when you're surrounded by that, and you can see it, it's very palpable. And then you add the music on top of it, it's just quite exciting.